and accrediting agencies approved the very first baccalaureate program at Quincy College. As a matter of fact, the only community college in Massachusetts to offer a four-year program. This is a baccalaureate program in business management. So we have the principals with us today to tell us how it's going so far and how you can participate in it as well. So please welcome, first of all, Dr. William Carroll. Dr. Carroll is the Dean of Liberal Arts and Professional Programs at Quincy College and Professor of Business Management, Dr. Kristen Noons. Welcome to you both. Really
thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Having us. Oh. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I remember when this was first announced, Dean, back in the fall, and Dr. DeCristofaro called it a watershed moment for Quincy College. Why is that?
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big cultural shift. You know, if you think about the students, the complexity of what you might call the added on 2 years, right? I mean, it's a fairly smooth transition for the associate degree students, which will still be available. But if you think in terms of the faculty, the support services, everything around that is now, you know, needs to be at a higher level because those students need to be challenged at a higher level.
And it was not an easy process, I know, to get the program approved. It took about 10 years, as I understand, really, to get the approval.
Yeah,
what was involved in that?
Yeah, the seeds of the idea have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It was a combination of, you know, regulatory factors. So for any program in the state, that's the Mass Department of Higher Education has to approve the program. And then for any college that wants to be eligible for federal financial aid, the local, actually that's they're considered regional accreditors.
Okay.
So the New England Commission on Higher Education also has to approve it. So it's a lot, you know, it gets a lot of scrutiny, as it should. You know, you want it to be the highest quality.
Yeah, because of the unique partnership that Quincy College has with the city and affiliation with the city, it also needed legislative approval, right, on Beacon Hill.
Yeah, so actually we were able to fall in kind of this special niche. So the state community college system, those colleges would not be able to do what we
right.
were able to do.
Right, so, yeah. So a feather in the college's cap, I'm sure. How is it going? It's been since, I guess, November or so that
yeah,
it was
yeah, it's great. You know, it's a little tougher to start mid-year.
Yeah,
but,
right. Yeah.
You know, in addition to new students coming in as freshmen, we have a good amount that enrolled into their junior year. So it's okay. The college's first, you know, what we would call 300 and 400 level, third and fourth year courses.
Okay.
And those students having been in college, maybe having an associate's degree already, we're able to go right into those courses. So yeah, so far off to a great start.
Is there space for more? Do you have room for more students in the program?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Lots more.
Good to know.
Bring it on, we're ready.
Well, the only thing I could think of was maybe students that already graduated with an associate's in business management, they shot, gosh, I missed out. Can they go back?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I think that's important, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, you know, you can enter the program at any level. So depending on the number of credits you have, it would just, you know, position you. It's essentially a question of what's left to complete to earn the degree.
Can you enroll in just this program if you want at Quincy College?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You can?
Yeah, so you can start as a freshman baccalaureate degree student in business management.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
So
big
the first
change.
Yeah, the first graduating class in this program then will be what, in 2024?
Let's see, 20...
Possibly
yeah,
2023 if people take courses over the summer.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, we are
right, correct,
giving the students that opportunity.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Is there something special planned for that first class, do you know?
Well, I don't know what's planned
okay.
yet, but I'm sure it will be very
it'll
special.
It'll be something special,
yes.
yeah. Okay. So, Kristen, it's your job to really implement the program, right?
Yes, yes. It was my job, along with several amazing faculty, adjunct faculty.
Yeah.
We had, I think about 7 adjunct faculty that assisted in some way, 3 full-time faculty that worked on developed this. So it was lots of knowledge coming into building this. We did use a lot of outside sources to review our program and give us feedback on that so we can make any adjustments. But we're very excited. We have 35 students enrolled right now, which is amazing considering our accreditation happened November.
Just a few months
right?
ago. Right,
and
yeah.
we already have 35 students enrolled, which should say a lot about the program. And we have a lot of students in the associate's program that are talking about signing up for the bachelor's.
Okay.
And we're available online, so for those students who are like, I'd love to go back and get my bachelor's, but I really I don't really have the time.
I'm working now. I'm at a family.
So we have that opportunity online right now. So all the courses this semester were fully online. Again, because this was a new program rollout, we want to make sure that we offered it to as many students as possible to get started. And we will be moving to having it on campus as well, but we will continue with the online courses, you know, throughout the program. Mm-hmm. And the best part about our bachelor's program is the price point, which is identical to if you were coming to get your associate's. So
really?
It's 200, if in the business, I just want to be clear because this is just the business program, but in the business program it's $250 per credit hour, which is $750 for a 3-credit course, which is what our typical courses run at.
Okay.
So for $750, you can take a bachelor level course. So it's great price point for students. I don't know the comparatively the other colleges, but I know that they're not really close to that.
That's per semester?
That's per course.
Per course.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you take, I can't do the math in my head, but five.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take five courses, then it's 750 times five.
Wow. Okay. All
math.
Right. And there are scholarships available,
and there are scholarships available, yes.
Also federal aid.
Another good point as well. Is it at both campuses, Quincy and Plymouth?
Yeah, so right now, because it's online, any students can take it.
Okay,
but we probably will launch it first on the Quincy campus for the in-person, and then expand to the Plymouth campus as we grow the program. And we have had very positive responses from other colleges as well, other community college that are looking to allow the transfer agreements with Quincy College.
Yes.
So we have had some very receptive responses because, again, our students, our concern is to ensure that we're offering, you know, quality education but at an affordable rate, and we were keeping in mind the type of students that we currently have, and we are very cautious and very considerate in regards to the cost of textbooks and things like that as well. So
it's kind of ironic because normally Quincy College students are transferring their credits, you know, to a four-year school. Here you have two-year students from other schools looking to transfer to Quincy College to take a four-year program. So it really is a watershed moment. The president was right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have to bring new faculty on board to support this new program?
We did in anticipation of this and probably continue to do that.
Yeah. Was that hard? Was the recruiting process for that hard to find actual faculty?
It's hard in the sense that the criteria kind of narrows a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you have to sort of guarantee certain credentials and experience levels.
Okay. Yeah. So what would students who already earned their associates in business management find different if they were to enroll in this program, you know, to continue their 2 years? How does it elevate the curriculum?
I think it's just the level of challenge.
Yeah.
You know, when any course is developing, Krista could speak to this, mm-hmm. but, you know, we always write learning outcomes, right? So what by the end of this course, a student will be able to blank.
Dot, 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 right. Yeah.
And those outcomes are written at sort of what we would call a higher level of knowledge. So it's sort of, you know, if you would compare the difference between memorizing something and being to apply that knowledge in a new way, right? Those are sort of levels of complexity. And so that's really the nature of the change.
Okay. Yeah, anybody can read something, you know, in rote learning, right? And just regurgitate it. But to actually put it into practice, it takes another level of educating and teaching as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. So let me ask you both this. How has the pandemic impacted how are you going to teach business students? I mean, business itself has changed globally, right?
Yeah.
So does this take that into account?
So actually, I'm glad you asked that because we actually have some amazing people at Quincy College that instructional designers that have helped us create these courses online and provided us with additional resources and technology that maybe the faculty members may not have been aware of, and trying to ensure that the quality of the online course is equivalent to the quality of an in-person. I mean, granted, it's not going to take the place of an in-person course because you don't have that same in-the-moment interaction, but it allows the students to learn all the materials that they need, but they can do so online. So the online courses are done at the student's own pace, so the students aren't pressured. They don't have to be online at a specific time.
Okay, yeah.
But it is, you know, the ability to have those resources for the faculty using the instructional designers have been very beneficial.
Okay, but also business itself has changed.
Oh, right.
You know, due
right,
to the pandemic.
Sorry.
So no, that's, I'm glad you explained that, because that's a benefit of the pandemic, I guess,
yes.
is, you know, the online aspect of it. But what are you teaching students about how to start a business, how to run
right.
a business in a post-pandemic world?
So actually, so the benefit of being doing the courses online right now is that we're requiring students to submit reports or presentations using online technology.
Okay.
We're also, the courses as we developed them, because we actually, a lot of the courses we developed during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and we were taking into account changes in different industries and different fields.
Yep.
One of the courses we have is operations and logistics management. I know I'm selling this to a bunch of people out there
Go
now
for
because
it. Yeah.
people are like,
yeah.
oh, that sounds so interesting. But one of the courses, that course specifically, you know, we see it right now, everything that's going on with supply chain issues.
Yes.
And that deals, that course deals with that, and it deals with the challenges of, you know, the virus, and I know not just the online environment, just the general challenges around us. We have a course that focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion. So again, we're looking at, and we looked at carefully, what businesses need today of
yes.
their students. And we created courses that are fluid so that we can
yes.
make adjustments as times change.
Yep, yeah. That's important, I think. Just this morning, I think, or yesterday, Amazon announced some big structural changes in their business model.
Yes.
Because, you know, people aren't using retail like they used to, you know, before the pandemic. So I think having those skills, you know, at that level going forward is going to give these students kind of a leg up.
Yeah, yeah. We also have social media marketing class, which is, that's an elective course, but there's strong interest in that, because most businesses today, in order to be successful, and as you just pointed out, that's what made me think of it, as you just pointed out, so many people are purchasing online as opposed to in retail locations. Having the ability to understand what happens in the social media environment and how to basically take advantage of those tools.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Dean Carroll, who would benefit, do you think, from this new program at Quincy College, you know, who might not have been considering a business career in the past?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there who either didn't finish a bachelor's degree, you know, the affordability of it is a big factor.
Yes.
The accessibility in terms of the online access. So, you know, students can just share with the college the courses they've already taken.
Yep.
And we really try to maximize what we match up. So we kind of take their transcript, we map it against what the requirements are, and try to really make it as much as possible work in their favor to minimize what's left. I mean, obviously the required business classes will have to be completed, but people would be surprised, I think, at you know, the ease at which they could finish that degree that they've never finished before.
You mentioned a key word that's been really a hallmark of the college is accessibility.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is not, you know, take an entrance exam and pray. This is there for you for the taking. You know, would you recommend, like, a non-traditional student, somebody,
absolutely.
A career change?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
All of that.
Okay.
I mean, first generation and their family to go to college, you know, we have a very large population. And the great thing about it is, you know, I tell people that if you think about the mindset of a community college and the services, the support, all those things that Quincy is used to doing will flow through right to the bachelor's degree.
Yes.
So the student with the fear of, well, you know, I started an associate because I wasn't quite sure. Now I think, you know, they can have that trust that kind of support service will just follow through onto those last 2 years.
Yes, yeah. What has been the reaction from your colleagues, the faculty, to this program? Are they excited about it? Are they you know, challenged by it?
Both, I
really?
Would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's exciting for the college in general, and I think the plan is to keep moving. you know, in the sense that this won't be our only four-year degree.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. A little teaser, right?
Yes.
Stay tuned for more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there has been talk, of course, at the city level of expanding the physical footprint of the school to perhaps a larger venue, so that would open
up
the
opportunity,
you know, mm-hmm. for more programs like this as well. Mm-hmm. Are other community colleges taking notice? You know, are they expressing an interest in developing something like this? Have you heard at all?
You know, we're communicating with them in terms of the transfer that we mentioned before.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
But you know, I just don't think they have the option legally right now. I don't think that's, you know, part of their mission.
Sure.
So we're kind of in our own little space here.
Groundbreaking.
Which is great.
Yeah. Groundbreaking. Kristen, for yourself, this must be exciting for you.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Yeah,
for myself and the other faculty members in the business department. And even I had people from other departments like congratulating, being like, I want my department to be next to have the next bachelor's program. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bachelor's of science in business
management. Yes.
Okay. Is that separate from a bachelor's in business? Period?
So Bachelor's of Business is usually Bachelor's Business Administration.
Okay.
So there's a lot of overlap in the two, but then the management one actually focuses more on like management in different areas, like operations and logistics management, human resource management, whereas the business administration would focus more on just general human resources or operations logistics.
Okay, so it's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any hope for your graduates? I mean, what do you see for them in the future?
Oh, I see a lot of opportunity out there. And actually, I'm hoping that we can start developing some concentrations off of things like operations logistics management, the social media marketing. There's a lot of opportunities for us to grow the program, like I said earlier, in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
And I think that'll just continue to benefit our students.
All right. Anything else we should add, do you think, about the program right now?
No, but we have lots of great programs, so if you haven't checked us out, be sure to look us up.
QuincyCollege.edu is a great place to start. I was just on there this morning, actually, and there's a full description. You can even apply online, too, so it's very easily accessible. Yeah, really appreciate the opportunity to learn more about the program, and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks
very
for having us on.